from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to Primetime, an SOB edition. In just about 10 minutes, Mike Yam of the CW and the NFL Network is going to join us to preview both the college football and NFL seasons. He has been a very busy man. He's a great friend of the show. We're looking forward to that. Also, one question from the Vancouver Ford text line. They asked did y'all ever discuss the open wound Souk saw riding his bike in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah.
We did. We did it in the club on Friday. So if you missed that, you can check out our podcast. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. You can check it out really any place. You can go back to our YouTube channel. But we did discuss. It was pretty heinous, but you may not want to miss it.
Well, if you've ever wondered, can you clean a frothing wound with a Armor All car wipe? The answer to that question is yes.
You can. At least as far as we know. But we are going to transition to a little football now. Our primetime poll question today. I just realized this morning that we get live football this week.
Hall of Fame game.
Hall of Fame game's Thursday.
Caleb Williams, he said that he doesn't think he's going to play anymore.
It seems like that's going to be the case. And actually, coming up a little bit later, I have some audio from his backup. I wanted to know if you think he's awesome or if you think he's a total douche. It's going to be one of the two. But we're asking you for the poll question today. Starting this week, we'll get 26 straight weeks of live football on our televisions. What are you most excited for over that six-month stretch? Is it the new college football playoff? Is it new college football conferences? Is it a fresh NFL season, or is it the new NFL kickoff rules, a.k.a. I don't care?
I am intrigued by what the kickoffs have to offer. I told you, this is how stupid I am. I read like an hour-long article about the new kickoff rule. Like someone went and watched every kickoff from the XFL and the UFL and like charted it. I mean, it was a really in-depth article. And
you said 700 kickoffs or something like
that,
right?
Yeah, and I was reading this thing, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, why? I also think that the first time we get someone that has a big return, someone's just going to kick it into the back of the end zone and be like, take the ball at the 30. Now it's at the 25.
That's the thing. NFL coaches are the most risk-averse individuals out there. So if you can't get it exactly right with your coverage unit, dudes are just going to start booting it again.
Yeah, well, like I looked at all these different charts, and you know, most of the time you had people that had starting position of about the 27, you know, yard line, between 27 and 28 yard line. That was usually where, and they broke it down by types of kick: squib kick, deep kick, coffin corner kick, kick into the left, middle, right, one returner, two returner. I mean, it's a really, really in-depth article. I can't remember where I saw this. It was on Twitter, but I don't remember where the guy had actually written it. But I was thinking to myself, because there people are like, oh man, this is going to be so much fun, and there's going to be all these like crazy things, and you know, running backs or receivers going to be back there returning. And all I keep thinking about is, if the average kick in almost all of these situations ends up on the 27 or 28 yard line,
then we're in no different spot than we were before, right?
And the touchbacks now go to the 25, or did, you know, when we made this rule change. The first time a team just thinks their coverage is leaky, I'm turning to my guy and being like, dude, you kick that effing thing into the back of the end zone and we'll take it at the 30. Because at that point, you're sacrificing, on average, 2 yards. 2.5 yards. So I'm not certain that that's going to be as, it's going to be weird, Like the first time we watch this weekend and we see it, we're going to be like, oh my God, that's strange. I'm just not certain it's going to have the impact that everyone thinks it's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we're a bit over our skis. To me, it's the college football playoff. Like the NFL every year is fantastic.
Yeah.
Dude, I am so nerdy. Dude, I'm sitting there and I'm reading about, you know, different training camps. I'm going through depth charts. I'm listening to podcasts. I just love the NFL. I get excited about it. But the NFL is there every year. But the fact that we have a new expanded playoff in college football, that one for me is it, and maybe down the road it won't matter as much. We'll mm-hmm. get used to it, and then be like, oh, it's just like the NFL playoffs. And the NFL is far superior to college football. It's not even close. Just the quality of play, the depth of the teams. The NFL is just such a superior product, especially now that you've taken away a lot of the amateurism, which is kind of what people loved about college football.
Right.
That's dead and gone. It's just NFL light, and it's an inferior product. But the expansion of the playoffs this year, and knowing that one or two games doesn't eliminate you, and that you're going to have to win, you know, more than two games to win a national title, at least for the short term, that one has me pretty juicy.
Yeah,
I'm pretty excited about that, and all the different conferences and the matchups. I just think there's a lot of good buzz for all the people crapping on college football right now because of NIL and the lawsuits and the house settlement and all this crap. At the end of the day, here in another couple of weeks, we're going to kick off. We're going to have kick-ass games, bigger games, more games than ever. And at the end of the year, we get something that we've all been clamoring for 100 years, and that's a college football playoff.
I'm super excited about it. That would be the number one for me, too, and it's not really even close. I am excited to see what Oregon in the Big Ten looks like. I'm obviously, like many, disappointed about the erosion of the Pac-12, yeah. But as an Oregon alum, I'm turning the page and seeing like, what's up next? What are we? Well, and that's great. But the playoff is it. And because I think now college football is going to most closely reflect the way to determine the fairest way of determining the champion,
sure,
because it's like you're getting in the tournament with the NFL. It's not the exact same number of teams or whatever, but I just love that whether you have a hiccup early in the season or you're just peaking late and at the right time, I like that the team that's playing best for a month stretch at the end is probably going to be the one to hoist the trophy.
Yes, because I don't like... Sorry, my mic stand here is all kinds of
wonky.
I don't like that the way college football has been in the past is you have to be the best team for 14 weeks.
You have to be flawless.
Yeah, that's not, I mean, Major League Baseball, nothing's like that. It's like when the Braves are the best regular season team. Cool, great. Can you win in the playoffs?
Right.
No, you can't. So thanks for coming. Get out of here. I remember a couple of those years that, like, the Stanford teams. You know, at the end of the year, no one wanted to play those Stanford teams. Last year with Florida State, and it sucked that Florida State got bumped, but with the injuries and only four teams,
mm-hmm.
Florida State wasn't one of the best four teams. And now under this new system,
they get
a chance to prove it. So, and I like that you can, you know, have some hiccups early on in the year. And then as your team grows and develops, you got a freshman quarterback. And by the time we get to week eight, that's a different quarterback than we saw in week one. I just want to find out who's the best team at the end of the year. And it's the best way to do it, and we're finally going to get that opportunity. And I think it's taking, for all the stuff that's wrong with college football, we're getting a lot of things that are right with college football. And this is the true way to do it, because it's so ridiculous the way we used to do it in the past. There's no other level of football that does it that way.
Right.
None.
Well, I mean, think about it in the NFL. If, you know, the Chiefs lose three games in a row at the end of November, end of October, early November, yeah. You're saying they don't get a shot to try and win the Super Bowl at the end of the season? And
yeah.
I know that college football has been a different beast for so long, but like you said, as we've lost some of the amateurism in it, mm-hmm. I think it's more appropriate that it more reflects a professional model of, no, this really is the best team. It's not just who either set up their schedule right or who didn't have a hiccup. It's who's playing the best last month of the season.
And I don't know if we'll ever get a Cinderella. I don't know if that can exist with the talent gap that exists in college football. I think it's probably harder than ever to get Cinderella. Like TCU was the closest thing we got to a Cinderella, and TCU got bludgeoned to death mm-hmm. by Georgia. Now you're going to ask TCU to win, you know, three or four of those games.
Did Cincinnati make a playoff too?
Cincinnati made a playoff.
And they got blasted, but obviously TCU made the championship game.
Yeah, right? And so I think it's harder than ever for that, but you know, maybe we at least give you a shot. You know, Central Florida a couple years ago. they're going to get drilled by one of those teams.
Yeah.
But maybe they get a Boise State moment. Boise State, the year they beat Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's a kick-ass moment.
And let's see if beating Oklahoma springboards them into being able to do it again, or let's find out if they can't. But at least we're going to get to see.
Yes. So to me, for all the fault to be laid at the feet of college football, and believe me, there is a ton. And for Oregon State fan, for Washington State fan, no one's going to say anything that's going to make you feel better. You got screwed. But let's also be fair and say that those teams weren't teams that were really ever going to compete for a championship and have never really done it, with the exception of maybe OSU the one year.
Yeah.
And under that system that we have now, they would have had a chance mm-hmm. that year, the magical Fiesta Bowl year. You would have had a chance to prove it. So yep. I can't say, you know, never say never, but in the history of college football, you had one year. But it still doesn't change the fact that it sucks. And there are some people that, yes, did get kneecapped, but for the most part, for the majority of the teams going forward, this is going to be a good thing. Maybe some rocky roads, and we're gonna lose some people on the way, and some fans are gonna bitch and moan. But I think the product and the result is going to be better than we've ever had it, and I'm excited for it.
Well, we need to run here because Mike Yam's gonna join us on the other side of the break. The Yammer coming in to talk college football and the NFL. That's coming up next. But first, Ortner with sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.